To the Thursday, August 9th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Quick announcement, if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, remember, email Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. And I'm sure a lot of you out there know, the reason I promote this is that it's an excellent DVD that wakes people up and causes them to realize that our government doesn't tell us the truth on the tax issue, on just about any issue. And it's a valuable tool in causing people to snap a light bulb in their head and think. It opens up their mind to realizing that if the government's lying to them about the taxes, well, maybe they're lying to them about a lot of other things. And the reason I brought this up is because I have actually three guests coming up today. In my tenure in Arizona, any of you that have read my bio know, I have actually done a couple movies, small parts in movies, one major motion picture by the name of Imposter with Vincent D'Onofrio, Gary Sinise, and Madeline Stowe. Had a very, very small part in that. But I also did another movie called Secret Messages, where I had a couple of lines to say, actually. So these people coming up are kind of, I have a soft spot for anybody who is waking up, if you will, to the atrocities that this government is trying to implement and takes the initiative to not only write, but to produce and also, in Tom's case, direct a full-length movie that he has out on DVD. And I had a chance to watch the movie last night. Now, I was interrupted a couple times, so it was kind of intermittent. But I will tell you that in my experience, I've done two movies and I've done, I think, 12 or 13 commercials, because I used to do that back in, before 9/11 in 2000, 2001. I did about 12 or 13. And I know a little bit of how it works. But again, when people step up to the plate, when they start to wake up and they take the initiative and they have the passion and they have the desire to put forth the effort to put something like this together, which I watched last night, and frankly, this is the first time that this gentleman has put together a full-length movie, and he did, in my estimation, an excellent job. He has an advertisement running on RBN right now, and I believe that this DVD is for sale on Amazon.com and a few other places, which Tom will tell you about. But at any rate, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this movie today, because I promote Freedom to Fascism because it wakes people up. This particular movie is called Uncivil Liberties, and it takes place in the not-too-distant future. Now, how far or how near in the future is anybody's guess, but it ties right in, folks, with what's going on right now. So in my estimation, it could be as little as 6 months from now. It could be now, and we just don't know it yet. At any rate, it fits perfectly with our society in which we live. It makes you realize that what we've been talking about all along, about the surveillance, which we've been seeing in the news, we've been reporting on it to you, the RFID chips, part of it is here, and part of it is so close right around the corner that I would recommend anybody buy a copy of this movie, watch it. It's an eye-opener for a future that we don't want. We'll be back in three with my guest. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I was talking to you about this new DVD that's out, Uncivil Liberties, that I watched last night. And I always commend anybody who is waking up and has the initiative to step forward and to do something to expose the draconian legislation that's being implemented in our government. So without further ado, I want to bring up the co-producer and also the writer and director of Uncivil Liberties, Tom Mercer. Tom, are you with me? Tom Mercer, are you with me?
Yes, hello. This is Tom Mercer.
Hi, how you doing? Tom, now have we got Penny and Tony on yet?
Well, Penny's with me.
Okay. Hi,
hello.
Penny.
Hi. Nice to have us on. Thank you.
Okay. My understanding was Tony's phoning in. I don't know if your engineer has him.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, okay. That's fine. I wanted to introduce Penny Perkins. Penny is the lead actress in this movie, and we're going to have also Tony Gracchi that plays Sam in the movie. He should be up in a little while. At any rate, what I'd like for you to do, if you would, for the listeners, Tom, is I'd like you to explain how it is that you came about with the idea. How did you come up with the idea, and what kind of provoked you to write this script?
Right after the attacks on September 11th, there was an awful lot of talk in our government about the need for heightened security and being able to predict kind of events like this, like that, in advance. And they used that as an excuse to pass the Patriot Act and set up a Department of Homeland Security and begin that long slide towards trading off our liberties for security. And it's just as soon as I started hearing all that talk, say around November of 2001, it struck me that this would be a really excellent topic for a movie, a cautionary tale. So I began writing it right at about that time, and we began filming it in April of 2002.
Okay. How long did it take you to film it?
Well, from April of 2002 until last year, near the end of last year. So really a four-year period of time, doing it a little at a time, doing it, we're working on a small budget, and so we could film 3-4 days on a weekend, and then we'd wait several weeks before we could get the money and resources together to schedule another 3 or 4 days of shooting at maybe a different location. So we chipped away at it for a long time.
So it took you almost 4 years to do, and Penny Perkins didn't age a day throughout the whole movie, huh?
I didn't age. I might have gained and lost weight, and once I got my hair cut, which was a nightmare, then we had to recreate my past haircut.
I understand that we have Tony Grocchi on the line now. Is that right?
I'm here.
Hello, Tony Grocchi. I'm Michael Herzog. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Okay. Listen, first of all, what I want to do, I want to find out from all of you. Now Tom, I had the opportunity to chat with you a little bit off the air, and I know that these wonderful actors, this Tony and Penny, and I commend you both. You did an excellent job of acting in that movie. I was very impressed with it, and this comes from somebody who has had tenure in acting. I've taken film, I've taken commercial, and I've done a dozen commercials and a couple movies. So
well,
I commend you both. You did an excellent job.
Thank you very much.
Now I wanted to ask you, Tony and Penny. Okay, let's start with Penny. Now, Penny, when you decided to do this movie, Tom invited you in. Did you cast for the part or what?
He did cast for the part. Tom and I have known each other for a while through an independent film group. In our area where people network, and Tom and I also have a lot of the same ideas about the political landscape. And so it was a project that I was interested in from the start, and Tom cast me in the role of the government worker who creates the surveillance system for the government, sort of an internal passport document.
And I think it was a very good choice, Tom. Tony, now you and Tom, are you friends or business acquaintances or what?
Well, we were friends before this all happened. We're not friends anymore. No, just kidding. No, we were friends.
That sometimes it happens, yeah.
We were friends through the same group that Penny was talking about, the Upstate Independence filmmaking group. Mm-hmm. And they knew me as an editor. But I think when they were casting the male roles, they tried us. I took a shot at it, and they tried us all in different roles. And then later on, I heard that they decided to go with me as a wild card. They took a chance with me.
Now, Tom explained to me that you were the guy with the sunglasses on. Is that right?
The black glasses.
The black glasses. Okay, so you're the guy. You're the guy in the scene where the Muslims are in there. You're the one that had the gun. Is that right?
No. I'm the gun on my knees begging for my life.
Oh, you're the one on your knees begging for your life. Oh, I'm sorry. You were the worst actor in... No, I'm just kidding.
No. Tony is the one with the Buddy Holly glasses. He's like the Buddy Holly of the militia.
Okay. You're the one that was begging for your life that ultimately was shot by the guy with the glasses, right?
No, I'm the guy with the glasses.
You're the guy that was shot by the gray-haired guy, right?
No, I never get shot.
Well, wait a minute. You're in the the grave, right? Is that the guy?
I'm the guy that's supposed to kill him.
Yeah, Tony's the one in the Cadillac at the end where Cynthia and Sam Norton pull away together. He is a shoehorn. So he So it's Tony and Cynthia who are at the end.
Okay, I had it confused. Okay,
That's perfectly okay, Michael.
I'm sorry. You're right. Now, Tom, if I say anything that is you think might give away too much of the plot, you just kind of beep me, okay?
Okay.
You
know, like, well,
I'm sorry.
I will, and I suppose I'll just have to kick Penny under the table here.
Okay. Okay, at any rate, I want to ask all of you one more question before we proceed, because we kind of want to give an outline. We don't want to give the movie away, but we want to kind of give an outline for the listeners of what the movie's about. And I emphasize, folks, I would encourage you, Tom, I want you to tell them where they can obtain this DVD. Right now, and then we'll do it again later. But go ahead right now and tell them where they can obtain it.
The best thing for people to do is visit our website, which is uncivilliberties.com, www.uncivilliberties.com. And on that is listed all the various places that you can buy it. One of the most commonly known ones would be Amazon. But we list all the different ones, and people can shop price. Makes no difference to us where they buy it.
Okay. Now, I want to ask all of you one question. I'm just going to ask one question. I'm going to start with Penny, and I'm going to go to Tony, and then I'm going to go to you, Tom. You're third, okay?
Yes.
So my listeners can get an idea of kind of where you guys are at, all right, in the political move. Penny.
Yes.
Do you believe the official 9/11 Keene Hamilton Commission report of what happened on 9/11, yes or no?
Do I? No, absolutely not. I'm much more in sympathy with the, the organizations that are about to tell the truth about 9/11. And in fact, Michael, from the day it happened, I had suspicions about it, and I would never, ever think that this government would not be incapable of doing something like that, either an inside job or that they had foreknowledge and refused to act.
Okay. Tony, what about you?
I'm on the inside job track, and I believe the official story is much harder to believe than the people that believe it was an inside job. So I'm on the inside job believers.
Okay, Tom, what about you?
I haven't been convinced either way. I'm very suspicious that the report is true, the 9/11 Commission report is true. And my only hesitation for going on with the conspiracy theorists is that I just think our government is so incompetent that they wouldn't be able to organize such a huge undertaking. But I haven't come down on this firmly one way or the other.
Okay, well, then I want to state for the record that I want to be in your next movie with Tony and Penny then, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
But it'll be my movie, right?
it could be your movie, but I would act next to them any day of the week because their view and my view are it's my sentiments exactly, and I've got a degree in private investigation, and I've gone down the rabbit hole on 9/11, not 24/7, but about 18/7 for months. And, the evidence to me is overwhelming. And I do want to just point out one thing to you, Tom, when you were talking about the government is too incompetent. I agree with you there, on that issue. But the problem is that it wasn't our government per se that pulled it off. It was the shadow government that pulled it off, okay, with complicity from international intelligence.
At any rate,
we're not going to get into that today. But the bottom line is that if you're familiar with the Project for a New American Century, if you read those documents along with Rebuilding America's Defenses, that was a blueprint for exactly what they did and what they're doing right now. And they wrote it out and they signed it before Bush ever took office. And I'm talking about the neocons. So
absolutely.
Are you familiar with that, Tony?
Absolutely. While Clinton was in office, they were getting their plans together, finalizing them. They were just biding their time.
That's true. So, knowing how movies are filmed, and by Tom saying that this movie took almost 4 years to make, I was going to ask the question of how you felt getting into character, and but it's scattered out over such a long period of time. That question is probably not pertinent. But anyway, we're going to take a break, folks. When we get back, we're going to set this up. I'm going to play a opening clip for you on this show, and then let Tom, Penny, and Tony talk about it. We'll be back in three. Stick with us.
Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safe deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guests Tom Mercer, Tony Grocki, and Penny Perkins, all of which are affiliated with Uncivil Liberties. This is a short segment here coming up. So what I'm going to do, I've got about almost a three-minute clip in the opening part of the movie where there's there are callers to a talk show host calling in that'll kind of set up the story for you, and then I'll let Tom comment on it. We have a break coming up shortly after that, and then we'll have the actors and Tom comment on it. So let's start with that, okay? We're going to go with the clip right now. This is callers to the phone-in radio show at the beginning of the movie, folks.
Upholding the tracking provisions of the new Patriot Act, the Supreme Court yesterday reversed their longstanding precedent on Americans' right to privacy. Will this further embolden the anti-government resistance? We're taking your calls now. Josh and Springer, go ahead, you're on the air.
All I can say is there are a lot of people out there who are already taking up arms to defend liberty. People of all ages are answering the call. Believe me, you have no idea how many hidden cells there are out in the backcountry.
So are we going to be seeing more anti-government violence?
I think so. I hope so. Somebody has to yell boo to all the sheep. People are nothing but sheep.
It's the same old, same old. Using security as an excuse to establish a police state. This Supreme Court ruling is just another step along the road to fascism. Every time there's a big terrorist attack, like the dirty bombing of Las Vegas or 9/11 in New York, they they have a new excuse to chip away at our liberties.
What about the growing armed resistance? Is that justified?
I think the government is secretly funding them so it can justify more clampdown. You can't believe anything the government tells you anymore.
The Constitution says nothing about a right to privacy. I'd be happy to give up my privacy, but if my children will be safer. The sooner, the better. We can't sit around waiting for another city to get hit with a dirty bomb, can we?
You think spying on our own people makes us more secure?
Don't know about you, but I have nothing to hide. I'll take security over liberty any day. What can be more important than the safety of our children? They are what we live for, after all.
Love the show. Roseanne Mosley here.
Thanks. So how do you think the so-called freedom fighters from the right and the left are going to react to this ruling?
Anti-government backlash is going to pop out in unexpected ways. I think you'll start to see strange alliances between our own homegrown anti-government types and the foreign terrorists.
Enemy of my enemy is my ally?
Right. They're cooperating, coordinated, I think, by some shadowy command structure. It's crazy Muslim fundamentalists and Christian soldiers.
You know, the government has supercomputers data mining everything that's known about everybody. With our right to privacy out of the way, what's going to stop them from tracking our every move?
You think the resistors are trying to do something about that?
I doubt they can do much. It's too late. The government already has satellites.
I heard that your own sister works for Homeland Security. You've got a lot of gall putting yourself out there as the voice of progressive libertarian politics.
My sister makes her own choices. She believes in her work, and that's all I'll say about that. This is my show. Not hers.
It's a sign of the end time. They're going to mark us so they can track us. There's no revelation.
Okay, kind of a mishmash of opinions, sort of like I get on my show, guys. Okay, we got a couple minutes to the break. Yeah, you want to kind of comment on that, Tom, and inform the listening audience what's going on there?
Yes, that is the opening title sequence, and it sets up the world of the story. It lets the viewers know that we're talking about a time in the future, not very far into the future, but so it clearly states that some things have happened that have not really happened. So you understand that you're in a different world than you are in reality. It's a time when there has been a dirty bombing in Las Vegas. The Supreme Court has had a ruling that actually overthrows the right to privacy. And the government has taken away more and more liberties in the name of security in terms of tracking and surveillance systems. And on top of that, some resistance, some armed resistance has started to emerge in kind of a strange alliance of people who want to stand up for liberty.
Which is, in essence, sort of what's going on right now. I don't know. All three of you, let me ask you this question. Where do you folks generally get your news sources from? Tom, you first.
Well, I get some from the Internet, some from the topical media, and a lot of it from talking to my informed friends and colleagues who do their own searching of what's been going on.
Like Penny and Tony, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. I listen to Penny and Tony.
Penny, where do you get your news sources?
Well, several years ago, I was a columnist for About.com, and my category was progressive media, so alternative media. So I, you know, maintain a site that, you know, really told people about all kinds of, you know, under the radar, but you know, very reputable places where you can get alternative versions to what's fed through the corporate media. So while I still, you know, track things like the New York Times and the BBC, I'm also, you know, very aware of all of the stuff gone on and, you know, information and ZNet and all those kinds of places.
What about you, Tony?
I think I'm full bore. As we were trying to look at sites as to where we could eventually buy some advertising to sell the movie, mm-hmm. I got sort of sucked in, you know, and I get my news from PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars, those kind of places, you know. The hard line.
Great choice. Great choice. Okay, my next movie, I want to be right alongside Tony in the movie.
Okay, you got it.
What, did you lose me now?
No, I'm just kidding you. Be back after the break, okay? and then we'll play another clip for you. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guests Tom Mercer, Tony Grocchi, and Penny Perkins, all of which are affiliated with this new movie, Uncivil Liberties. I'm going to play another clip here for you shortly, but I wanted to ask Penny and Tony, did you guys take drama in college? Did you go to take film outside of school, or did you take a stage in film both, or what? Let's go with Penny first.
I was in plays in high school and plays in college, and took a few drama classes, and then it's just an interest I have in general. So I've also taken acting classes since then.
Okay.
Yeah, I love the form. I love plays. I love film. So it's just something I kind of have a natural interest in.
How about you, Tony?
I was a drama major in college at first, and then after taking all the acting classes and stuff, I kind of moved over to film, so I became a film major, and I kept my drama as a minor. So I've been involved right from college, really, you know, all the aspects of this, acting behind the camera, in front of the camera, you name it. Never okay. Fell out of love with the whole deal.
I know. It's one of those things. It's, you know, it's an addiction, you know, like learning to fly or something of that nature. You know, being in front of the camera, there's something that goes along with that. And, you know, the same thing with being behind the camera. As you grow into the entire aspects of the movie making field, a lot of actors become directors, because they want to control the situation, huh, Tom?
Well, nothing like
that. Can I say one more thing?
What's that? Yeah, go ahead.
Nothing like being a director to control.
The acting totally helps the directing and editing, and the directing and editing totally helps the acting.
Mm-hmm.
They both inform, in front of the camera, behind the camera, they totally inform each other in an ongoing path.
Right, and so it's kind of a marriage between the three. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to play another clip here, and it's a scene where I believe it's Penny is being taken on a tour of the government control center, and this is setting up a system for RFID tracking, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, that's correct. This gives you an idea of what kind of nefarious system the Homeland Security has in mind.
Right. Okay, I'm going to go along with that, and then we'll have you guys comment on it when we get back. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah. Let me show you around.
Okay.
Well, this is a new control center for universal resident tracking.
Fully operational?
Almost. We've just finished loading these banks with data from total information awareness.
Seeing any patterns yet?
The satellite-based tracks are too intermittent to triangulate locations.
Well, what do you use on the subjects?
Ultra-sensitive RF tags. Come with me.
You could augment the satellite data with ground-based transponders.
We could do that.
Like on cell towers.
Ground-based?
You could, Yeah.
And back here is where we test new configurations.
Mm-hmm. The skunk works.
Right. We got plenty of data points, but no way to connect the dots. I hope your algorithms can pull it all together.
Okay. Let's see. Are you guys with me? Hello?
Yes.
Oh,
we're here.
Okay.
I'm here.
It started playing again. I'm sorry. Yep. Okay, so as Penny, as you were walking through there and you were doing that scene, did anything come to mind about how close to real this really is?
Yes, because in fact that we filmed that scene in a large government agency. So when you actually see it on screen, there are just these huge computer monitors and data banks, and you know it was a real place that Tom has many friends in many places, and he got access to some great locations in the course of this film. So
Michael, during the post-production, we had to make some of those screens a little blurry in order to get that to pass muster with Tom's contact at the government agency. We actually had to blur some information on those boards. You don't really notice it when you're watching the film because, you know, you're pretty far away from those boards anyway. But we actually had to do some blurring because to get to use that footage, we had to make sure certain things couldn't be read, specific things being read on that screen.
Did the government agency happen to know what this film was about, Tom?
No, they didn't. You know, I find that it's the best way to secure locations is, get permission to film at locations, is to be as vague as possible about what your movie's about. Just give them enough information so that they're comfortable, and then you have to maybe explain yourself later, but then it's too late. Also, it's fun to sometimes just grab a location. It's guerrilla-style filmmaking. We had to just grab some locations, especially exteriors, where it would have been either way too time-consuming and possibly impossible to get permission. It's easier to just hit and run, and that's what we did, too, on some of these.
Might I be so bold as to ask what specific form of government agency it was?
It was a state government, and what they're tracking, it's a whole big tracking center which is, you know, exactly what we wanted to look at. But they're just tracking, as far as we know, they're just tracking some data within the government itself.
Okay. And now what I'm going to do, there's another clip that I want to play here. And this one is going to show the audience what a wonderful actress that Penny is. Okay. Now, Penny's character is Cynthia. And this is where Cynthia confronts her boss on a suspicious location. And I'm going to go with that clip, and then you guys can comment on it when I get back, okay?
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
How could you take me off of my own project?
I didn't have a choice.
What do you mean you didn't have a choice? You're the head of it.
Exactly. I can't jeopardize this project. Something unfortunate has come to my attention.
Exactly what unfortunate thing has come to your attention, Eric?
I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to disclose that information. It's classified.
Don't make me bust an artery. I heard I was off the project because I was consorting with terrorists. Is that the case or not?
Okay, yes. That is the situation.
Well, obviously, whatever evidence you think you have, it must have come from the tracking data. And obviously, it is wrong.
Maybe so.
Maybe so?
All right. It's probably inaccurate. But I have to be concerned about appearances, and I can't have the designer of the tracking system pop up in the results as someone who has met with a suspected terrorist.
This is ludicrous. This was a tracking test of our own employees. We are civilians. There's no way that you put me at a location with a suspected terrorist unless you cross-referenced it with a surveillance database. Is that what you did, Eric? That is what you did, isn't it? Unbelievable. Did you authorize that? Because that was not part of the protocols of this test, and you know it.
Whether I authorized it or not, it doesn't matter. The fact is, yes, there was a database cross-reference. And yes, you were placed at the same location as a suspected terrorist. Now that I know it, I can't pretend that I don't.
Okay. Oh, and then it starts again. Okay, now a question for Penny. How many takes did it take you to get that one right, Penny?
Let's see. According to Tom's better memory than mine, I think we did 4 or 5 takes of that.
Okay, well, that was a good job. Now, Tom, Cynthia's confronting your boss on the suspicious location. Now, do you want to expound on that at all? I'm a little hesitant here because I want to be careful I don't get the movie away and get Cynthia or Penny kicked under the table here. So go ahead.
No, right, I'll take it out on her. No, I think I can expound on that without spoiling the story. This is really a turning point for Cynthia. She goes from being somebody who really believes in what she does. She's working for the government. She's working for Homeland Security, and she thinks it's a patriotic thing to do, to make the world and the country safe from terrorists by setting up this system. But it comes around to bite her in the behind, and she herself is placed in a suspicious location and ends up being demoted and possibly more serious consequences at her job at Homeland Security. And this is a revelation for her. She's going to understand that it's a very dangerous and slippery slope here, that you can just decide that somebody is guilty by association, guilt by association. And she's caught on it. She's hoisted on her own petard, so to speak.
And, Michael, may I add to that a little bit?
Sure.
I think, you know, it really is the first point where Cynthia, who's had this really naive kind of perception of the government and her job and her place within it, I think you could say, you know, up to this point, she has sort of been drinking the Kool-Aid. She's gone along with, you know, the surface thing. And she, in fact, has designed the cup for the Kool-Aid. And now she realizes it's a dribble glass. Spilling all over her, and she's just horrified that this mechanism that she created has now been turned by the very people that she believed in. It's now been turned on her.
Well, you know, it makes a good point, and I commend you for because you wrote this, Tom. You write the whole thing. I mean, did you have any help at all, Tom?
Well, I wrote the whole thing, but my actors, really these two and others, as they bring life to the characters, they really contribute to the writing as well. So they help me develop the characters. They help me develop the story by working with them. But I'm the writer, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I was going to say is that it brings forth a good point. It's a light bulb that you send off in the heads of the people that watch this movie that, look, yes, there's surveillance that is going on, and it's getting more and more severe by the day, especially when we look in the – well, when Tony looks in his sources of news. Not you guys, but Tony, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, and he sees the surveillance. I might throw a little bit of Penny in there.
Yeah, thank you for the crumb. Thank you.
Yeah, but at any rate, they keep stepping up the surveillance, and Bush is signing these orders that says, oh yeah, well they can eavesdrop, and you know the FISA law has been stepped up and so forth. So, and what you're pointing out here, and I don't know how you did it, Tom, because you're not reading the right news sources, but.
It must be psychic, maybe.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding with you, buddy.
I know.
But at any rate, you're pointing out that, look, okay, that yes, this surveillance is very dangerous, but it could come back to bite the very people who are implementing, and those people are compartmentalized, and they don't even know that it could come back to bite them, i.e. Cynthia.
Right.
Okay. Was that the point that you wanted to convey, Tom, or did you just
absolutely
luck into that one?
No,
okay.
That was the point. That was one of the key messages we wanted to get across.
All right. Let me verify that. Penny, Tony, is that correct? That's the point you want to put across, right?
It's
right.
Correct, yes.
I'm just checking his work. Okay. All right, let's see here. What do we got next here? Now, I'm not sure this – oh, yeah, okay. The quote's from the Quran scene. Now, what we've got here – Tom, you want to stop me if I'm giving too much away. But interestingly enough, and I'm looking at I think what we'll do next is we're going to go with the crazy bus driver clip.
Good idea. Yeah, let's skip.
Okay, because that is going to let the listening audience know that they've got a real problem here, kind of like we do in the movement of all these different factions, okay, and trying to get them together. You know, in our movement, in real life, we've got these different movements. We've got the anti-tax movement, Bob Schultz, you know, and we've got the gun movement, and we've got the anti-RFID chip, you know, in the North American Union. We've got all these different factions. All these people are out for a cause. We've got the anti-war movement and so forth. So this clip is going to kind of show what we're looking at here, and this guy points it out real quick, but you know what? What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to reset this up because I just set up the wrong clip.
While you're doing that, can I just remind him of my website for the movie?
Absolutely. Yes, go ahead.
People can find out where to get a copy of Uncivil Liberties by going to www.uncivilliberties.com. Uncivilliberties.com.
There's also a trailer there, so they can get a sense of, basic plot of the movie and the production values, too.
And that's what caught me. I looked at the and I mentioned this to Tom off the air, I looked at the trailer of that movie, and it's only, a couple minutes long.
Right.
And what's that?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
He said it was 2 minutes.
It's 2 minutes long, you're right.
It's 2 minutes long. Okay. No, that's what caught me. I looked at that clip and I thought, boy, I'm going to have to see this movie. It was very well done. So, all right, with that, what we're going to do is we're going to go in and we're going to take, let's see if I got enough time. Yeah. This is a scene where, who was it that was explaining this particular scene? I don't remember.
That's the character named Bill Sutton, and he's one of the heavier, in terms of dark characters in the movie. He's a member of a militia organization.
Okay. His analogy is, folks, of the movement is we're all on a bus with a crazy driver. So here we go.
What happened, Mike? Lieutenant Mitchell spotted the target.
That's not it. Just a second. I've got him confused here.
That's okay. If you want to play that one, we can talk about that one, too.
All right, well, let's talk about that one, and then we'll go on the bus with a crazy driver. Now, you just heard a part of that. Now, Tom, which one was that one? That one
you were starting... I'll set it up. This is going to be a sniper, a member of a militia who is trying to shoot Cynthia Porter and trying to kill her, assassinate her for her work in this government tracking system. And he has an insight, an epiphany, and realizes that killing another human being is really not the best thing to do.
Okay, we've got enough time to play that one, so let's go ahead with this one. Let me back it up here. Okay.
What happened, Mike? Lieutenant Mitchell spotted the target, Cynthia Porter. We established radio contact with Dr. Leahy, who is our street-level tracker. He reported the target was following her usual morning routine. I had her in my scope.
We have target identification. We have target isolation.
She looked up at me. She looked right up through the scope.
You have a green light.
Like eyeball to eyeball. Her eyes were looking right through me. I know she couldn't see me from way down there, but it was just like she could.
You have a green light.
Something came over me. I can't explain.
You have a green.
I can't describe. I'm still trying to figure it out.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guests Tom Mercer, Tony Grocki, and Penny Perkins, all of which are affiliated with Uncivil Liberties. Tony and Penny are actor and actress in it, and Tom is the writer and director and also produced along with Tony. Now, this is a short segment, and I apologize to you guys. I mistimed that by about 8 seconds, so they cut off the final 8 seconds of that, Tom. They had to go to commercial.
That's okay.
But this... Yeah, this is the sniper describing his epiphany of to his superiors regarding what thoughts were going through his mind when he was given an order to assassinate Cynthia. Okay, correct?
Correct. He's being it's really like a court-martial trial by his peers and his superior officers for failure to carry out an order. His order was to assassinate Cynthia, who they had targeted as the linchpin who was creating this tracking system. They figured that taking her out and all the knowledge that she has with her would, if nothing else, would set back development of the system. And the experienced sniper had this moment of insight when he had Cynthia in the crosshairs, and as she's looking up through the scope, she's really... of course, can't see him. He's high on a rooftop, but she's looking up in that direction, and Mike, the sniper, has the sensation that she's looking right at him, right eye to eye. And that moment, he sees her humanity. He sees that she is just another human being, and the whole idea of a faceless system melts away. And he sees that the system is really just made up of individual people who may be misguided, who may be doing wrong things, but to kill in the name of a political cause is not justified. At least in his mind at this moment, that's what the realization is.
Which literally, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that's a parallel to what has happened to Cynthia. A minute ago, we talked about how she has an epiphany and a realization that her work for the government is wrong, and she's going to stand up for what she believes is right in the face of community values surrounding her. And Mike Wilson is going to take a stand for what he now believes is right against the community values surrounding him.
Mm-hmm. And so what we find here is, through this movie, and it's, you know, I don't know whether it was Tom's brilliant idea or not, or if he just lucked out, but at any rate, what we find here is it's pointed out very, very well. And again, I'm just kidding with you, Tom, but I commend
you. Oh, I know that, Michael.
I commend you for, you know, this is the first DVD that this man has put out. Very, very well done. And what it does is it gives you the realization that the majority of who we're dealing with here are this just compartmentalized little minions who are, for all practical purposes, brainwashed yet innocent. And so if both sides came to that realization that that's exactly what was happening, there's only a small faction of people that are at the top that are controlling this. Okay, and just think what would happen if that light bulb went off and this large number of compartmentalized individuals happened to wake up. Would there not be a large march on Washington over that one? We've got to take a break at the top of the hour, folks. Stay tuned for the second hour with my guests, Tom Mercer, Tony Grocki, and Penny Perkins. We'll be back in 2 minutes this time with more. Stick with us.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready.
It's true.